Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 17th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're preparing this message and now sharing it, really for the second time since the mic was off the first, on a beautiful Thursday morning here in our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. We want to encourage you today with a message we title, God is in Control. The scripture text is from Acts 12, verse 6.
The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance.
Brooksine and I periodically have a hard time getting a good night's sleep. I guess it's just something that comes with aging. Based upon all the advertisements for mattresses, sleeping aids, and other items that are supposed to help you, we're not alone. Deluge of research has been done on this subject. Studies are conducted daily in hospital clinics for the sleep-deprived people in our society. Many reading our message or listening our message today will identify.
In considering reasons for one long sleepless night, Peter certainly had one. His fellow disciple and friend James had just been beheaded. And the next morning he was to stand trial before Herod Agrippa, the persecutor of the Christian church. Now at this time, humanly speaking, Herod's likely action was pretty evident. His poll ratings among the Jewish majority had shot up dramatically at James's death. You might say he was in the mood to persecute.
Well, surely Peter would be mentally preparing for his defense through the long night. That's something that'll keep you from sleeping, isn't it? In addition to awaiting the trial, he was bound to two soldiers with two chains. Additional soldiers, or sentries, were guarding the entrance. I really don't suppose Peter was given a nice soft bed with clean sheets or a pillow, a given for most of us. And Tylenol PM was light years from making its debut among the sleepless population at this time.
Yet Peter was sleeping soundly.
Did you hear that? Peter was sleeping soundly. Perhaps our Lord's convicting words many years earlier on the lake had really sunk in. At that time, Jesus, along with the disciples, were crossing the Sea of Galilee when a great storm arose. The terrified disciples awoke Jesus, who himself had been sleeping. After rebuking the storm, Jesus asked them this probing question. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?
Well, I believe Peter had learned from this experience and from other miraculous interventions he witnessed that God is in control. Isn't that true for all who believe? The longer we live, the more we see God intervene for his children. The church prayed earnestly for Peter's release. The same prison entrance that bound Peter with chains became a miraculous exit to his freedom in the middle of the night. A very important biblical issue we must face head on is this. In ways we simply do not understand, God was no less in control at the beheading of James than in Peter's miraculous deliverance that the remainder of Acts 12 records. That's the same today when one is miraculously delivered or healed, and their life is extended a short season, while another, equally precious in God's sight, is not spared.
Today, God is in control of your life and in mine. Real peace and assurance is a result of a deep, abiding knowledge of His control. Are you going through a storm today? Are you enduring a trial? Are you experiencing some sleepless nights due to worries? Remember, God is in control.
Let's all pray together. Father, just as you sent an angel to rescue Peter from Herod's wrath, you rescue us from the dangers, toils, and snares that overwhelm us. In the darkness of Peter's cell, the sudden appearance of an angel radiated light from heaven, showing him the way to freedom. Help us to look to the light of your holy word that releases us from the hopelessness of our circumstance. Thank you for the messengers of light you commission who encourage us or release us from our fears, whether they be angels from heaven or your servants on earth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We update this message each weekday morning as well as provide archives for it. And this is the message for Thursday, July 17th, 2008. God is in control. We do have some photos up on the site today, although none of them relate to today's message, really. We also want to share with you that we have two songs up today. Both of them are titled God is in Control, although they are two different songs. One is available through video, a Twyla Paris version. Another by a musician that is not nationally known, but we believe does a great job, that is available as an audio. And we welcome you to visit our site today to access these resources if you care to do so. Remember, God is in control.